It's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Well, there's a black man with a black cat, living black neighborhood. He's got interstate running through his front yard. You know, he thinks he's got it so good.
America, that's what we got right here.
Right?
Johnny Cougar.
Ain't that America?
Now, was this back when he was Johnny Cougar still, or did he add the Mellencamp at this point?
This was on the American Fool album, which was John Cougar Mellencamp at that point. He hadn't dropped the Cougar yet. So, yeah.
Ah, yeah, America.
That's a Bonfire favorite.
That's right.
I think that's going to be the third song I teach you on guitar.
Okay. All right. We're going to make a list?
Yep, I'm making one.
Checking it twice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this would be a wonderful time to remind you that we are in the middle of 50 Days for Freedom here on AM 1100 The Flag. We start every weekday on Need to Know with a memorable rendition of the national anthem. Who do we have today, Kev?
Jim Cornelison.
Okay.
From the Chicago Blackhawks by request.
Oh, yes.
We had a listener request due.
Oh, and I missed that.
Oh, man. That boy can belt it out.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Got an email, by the way, into the True IT inbox earlier today, and I think we might have heard somebody else say this one, but we now have, Kevin, I think, two requests for Jimi Hendrix doing the anthem at Woodstock.
That would be cool.
That's on the list.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, I got a couple of them. I got Nugent on the list for a good instrumental.
That would be, that'd be awesome.
All right, so Tobias, thanks for sending the email, my man, and Kev says he will cue that one up for you here in the days ahead, so... You'll be getting that one coming up soon. So I got the anthem to start every day, the Freedom Minutes every weekday. Look back at some of the great moments that defined our country's history. I think today you're going to hear about the American flag and the possibility that someday we may have more than 50 stars on that flag. I had forgotten about this, but District of Columbia and Puerto Rico have already voted that they want to be states of the U.S. So they've kind of made their official, Congress has to approve that. And they have not done so yet. But who knows? We might have a different flag at some point with 51 or 52 stars. So
I think Puerto Rico's would be a good move. I mean, I've got a lot of friends that actually live down there and have been there and love it. Because it's American money and basically it already is. But D.C., come on. Make it part of Maryland.
DC.
You're done.
Yeah, forget
done.
About it.
There you
it.
Go. Make it whatever. Virginia, here, you get it. Done.
If it wasn't such a bastion of bad ideas,
yeah, exactly.
I think I might be willing
it's
to say,
like an island.
Yeah, because it kind of seems like its own thing.
Yeah,
but it's just, it's a political community, though. I mean, it's all politics. So, and they're representing, those people there are representing other people.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like Virginia, doesn't seem like Maryland. It just seems like its own thing, but whatever.
Like Lord of the Flies. Little island right there.
We may need a purge to
truly
bring another movie title into that whole equation there. So Freedom Minutes every weekday. Alex this week has the Freedom Under Fire commentary.
I do.
About that.
Yeah.
Every Friday get one of those.
I might be talking about mask mandates this week. That gets me fired up, so that might be the thing this week. It's kind of a topic this week anyway.
Indeed it is. You're going to hear more about that coming up in a couple of minutes here. Voter fraud hotline, and we've got, I think, two or three calls that have now been placed to the voter fraud hotline. 855-200-1776. When you get the menu, press extension 6, and you can tell us, you know, are you seeing yard signs being stolen, social media bullying, voter intimidation? We want to hear about it. Let people know. And the special giveaway we're doing, this will be starting up here in about a week and a half or so. Limited edition Carhartt stocking caps. They call them beanies, but I don't think men wear beanies. I think guys wear caps.
They're stocking caps.
Yeah.
Beanies are for cobbers.
Well, right? Something like that. Anyway, we had 50 of them made, a special tribute to President Trump's reelection campaign. They got a little patch on them to say, go Trump, go.
I'll tell you what
they're
fantastic.
You
want to know what they are?
What are they?
Cap, they're neither. That's a toque right there.
That's a toque.
I've heard that.
That's Canadian for
take
a hat.
Take off, hoser.
Yeah, hoser. Hey, nice toque.
All right. So those are some of the things we're doing here in our 50 Days for Freedom leading up to Election Day. at this place here, conservative values, they're not a business model. It's not some ploy to make money. It's a way of life. It's why we do what we do here every day on the radio. Full details at am1100theflag.com, the 50 days for freedom. This hour, the Need to Know Morning Show, brought to you in part by Broughton Cabinets. Yes, we're coming to you live from the Broughton Cabinets studio. If you've been thinking about a remodel to your kitchen or bathroom for a long time, well, this is a great time to do it. Interest rates are low. If you need to borrow some money, they can help you get set up with that piece of it there, too, over at Broughton. But what they really do is they basically take any room in the house over at your place there, and they make it into something absolutely fantastic. They'll transform it. You'll think you moved to a new house, and you didn't. You get to not have moving trucks pull up the street. That's a good thing. Call today to schedule a visit with one of their designers. They'll be with you every step of the way. And if you're still not keen about in-person meetings, maybe you got a health concern, this COVID thing's got you still a little worried, well, they'll come to you through online video. And they make that whole Broughton Design service online. And don't forget, whatever they do at Broughton Cabinets, everything's manufactured right here in your hometown. The Broughton Promise, quality that stays on budget. Find out more about them at BroughtonCabinets.com. It's 7:12 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. I got out of bed today, and I was so excited. I was so excited to come in and do the show today because...
Yes, why? I know why!
I have in my hands right here, ladies and gentlemen, behold a handful of glory.
You need help lifting all those?
I have, yes, maybe. I have in my hand 20 $100 gift cards from Hornbachers. They are locked and loaded and ready to go, and we are giving these away today, 7:35. It is the Great Groceries Giveaway, Comfort King, Comforting Angels Home Care, and Great North Insurance, along with us here at the Flag, have found four finalists for the big drawing today. Our on-air finalist, that we had 27 people that called and won a qualifier, and we drew yesterday John Wilson out of the hat, and John is our radio qualifier. The Comforting Angels qualifier is Ron Fike of Lake Park. Talked to Ron yesterday. Said, Ron, we want to get you guys on when we do the drawing. He said, absolutely. And I said, so you ever listen to the Flag? He goes, I have the Flag on a lot at my house. I'm like, awesome. Okay. Francis Binns of West Fargo. Francis is the qualifier over at Great North Insurance. And Brenda Neubauer is also going to be on with us at 7:35. Brenda is the qualifier over at Comfort King. So we've got four finalists ready to rock and roll for this big drawing here at 7:35. I'm so excited to do this.
Yeah, I know. What a great prize. Oh, who couldn't use that?
Well, help. I mean, think about it.
Yep.
You know, $100 gift card, that might last you, I don't know, what, a week maybe? Maybe more?
Depending on how many in your family.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got 20 of these. It's basically free groceries. I don't know. It's not for life, but it's for a while.
Yeah, it is.
Fantastic.
It's awesome.
Oh, so fun. And you know what? There's folks that need the help this right about now.
Stock up the freezer.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Steaks, produce, dessert, Haagen-Dazs. Oh,
yeah. Halloween candy.
Halloween candy.
You know, you got to have that.
Oh, man. It's a. I'm not going to say it's a life changer, but it's a year changer for the family budget. No
Definitely
doubt about
helps.
That. We're going to do that at 7:35 today. Cannot wait. All right. The morning news roundup looks a little like this. You heard Alex talking about it a minute ago. City of Fargo stopped short of a mask mandate, but on a 3-2 vote, they decided to draw one up to have handy in case it might be needed sometime in the future if things, quote unquote, get worse. So that was what was decided last night at Fargo City Commission. A lot of people showed up. Most of them that testified that had something to say said no.
Right.
No. You're not turning us into Russia. Yeah. We are Fargo, dang it.
Well, yeah, and I heard one woman make a really good point. She said, you know what? People come from Moorhead. They're coming from all over to shop in our city because they don't want to wear masks over there. They're coming here.
Yeah.
Do you want to discourage those people?
Apparently you do. I don't know.
Well, that's fine. So what if I go to West Fargo?
Well, you're good right there, right now. But
there.
Who knows? Bernie will probably hop on the bandwagon, too.
Just stop. Stop it.
Fargo Public Schools announced yesterday that it is going back to distance learning for the middle school and high school kids starting October 5th. This one worries me. We're having Rupak Gandhi, who is the Superintendent of Fargo Public Schools on in the 8 o'clock hour. He'll be joining us at 8:05 today. We're going to ask him a little bit about this. So we're going back to this model that everybody hates. Maybe teachers like it. I don't know. But parents hate it.
Parents hate it.
Kids don't do well in it. On the whole, Kev, your son did well in it. And he's a great kid,
he's
and
older.
I'm not surprised.
He's older, too.
But parents are trying to figure out, how do I try work from home?
Yep, I know.
Partly, and then babysit my kids, and
I should say he doesn't like it, but he made it work. You know, he's just making the best of it, and that seems like all of his buddies too are like, well, I don't like it, but it is what it is.
A lot of my friends, though, they're saying their children are done with their work within an hour or less, and then it's like, what am I going to do with the rest of the day? Because I mean, they have to work and they have other things to do. So it's like, here they are with their young kids.
Well, the kids are going to go pile in their buddies' basements, and you want to keep the COVID from spreading. The best place to do it's at school. I don't know.
Well, because I'm trying to be fair. Same people all the day.
I don't know. It feels to me like there was a group of people that just rose up here and said, we're not doing. Somebody within the district just said, we're not doing it anymore. I don't know. It doesn't feel like a smart decision to me. It feels like a fear-based decision. The fear porn runs wild once again. Meanwhile, NDSU President Dean Brashani has been exposed to somebody with COVID-19, so he's in quarantine for 14 days. Forum had this story yesterday. What drives me nuts about these stories is they never tell you the person that was positive, that Brashani came in contact with. They never tell you if that person is sick or dying or in the hospital or whatever. I think that's important information.
It is.
And we hardly ever get it.
Is it an active case or not? We'd ever hear that.
I mean, so you're going to have Dean Brashani quarantined for 14 days. If somebody he came in contact with was asymptomatic, but they told him after he took a test that, hey, you had it. That's what's going on. It's like all these disruptions to life.
I know.
It's not healthy.
No.
It's not productive. And it just seems so silly to me. So silly to me. Anyway, there's your morning news roundup.
And stressful.
7:18, Need to Know Morning Show. Meteorologist Jennifer Vichisky joins us from the Flag Weather Center. Hey, Jennifer, good morning to you, my friend. We had a great, I'm not talking about a good day. It was a great day. And I'm taking a look at what your forecast shows us for today. And we might all be playing hooky here in about an hour or two. What do we got to know?
Yeah, it's definitely a very summer-like day for this first day of fall today. We're looking at sunny skies, highs getting up right around about the mid-80s. We should be in the upper 60s instead, so quite a bit mild here for this time of the year. Tonight, mostly clear skies, overnight lows right around about 57. Tomorrow, we'll have a slight chance for some rain showers and thunderstorms coming in the afternoon hours with increasing cloud cover, high around about 78 degrees. 72 here for your Thursday, sunshine. Friday, partial sunshine, high 77. Then by Saturday, we'll have a slight chance for rain showers, cloudy, and a high around 70.
Okay, well, I like those 70s and 80s. That sounds wonderful. Thank you, Jen. We'll check back with you again coming up shortly. 7:19 here on the Need to Know Morning Show, and it is time for us to talk some sports here for you at 7:19. Well, the Twins were off last night, so nothing too much to report from the Twins. They are back in action tonight. If things, how do I say this? Things didn't need to get worse for the Minnesota Vikings yesterday, but they did. Their linebacker, Anthony Barr, one of their top players, is out for the year after tearing a pectoral muscle. And they're just putting him on the IR for 3 weeks, but everybody says he's done for the year. So they're now without their best pass rusher. The kid on the end, his name escapes me offhand. They lost the Pierce, the nose tackle, before the season ever started with
Daniil.
Daniil Hunter. Thank you, Kevin.
Daniil.
Barr is out now. They got two rookie cornerbacks. Neither of them seem to be able to play very well. This Vikings defense is depleted already, and they weren't great to start with. This team's in trouble.
I don't think we're
number one overall draft pick territory, but this team is in big trouble. This
offense
is going to be
a... got nothing going on.
No.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins
see,
still playing quarterback there. This team's in some trouble. It's going to be a long fall, not in a good way. High school football and volleyball are back in Minnesota. High School League Board of Directors held a vote to reinstate football and volleyball this fall. I want to talk about this story in a couple minutes because this one's making me shake my head there. Practices start up on Monday, the 28th. Football, 10-week season. Volleyball, 11-week season. A positive COVID-19 test has put Shanley football on hold. One player tested positive for the virus. Again, we don't know if he's sick, but somebody told him, son, you've got this virus. And so all team activities now are being shut down. They're not going to be able to do anything until September 30th, so another week and a half. Now, they don't have a game scheduled again until Red River on October 2nd, but here's another one. We're going to shut down the whole team because one kid tested positive. It just, these things seem like huge overreactions to me. A new NASCAR race team being formed. Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan are partnering up to create a new race team. And last night was the very first game in the history of the Las Vegas Raiders. And the Raiders ended up winning this game. It was a surprise. They beat the Saints in Vegas at their new stadium there, 34-24. So that Raiders team, John Gruden's got them turning around a little bit. This was a big, big win for them. First game franchise history in their stadium. They found a way to beat a good Saints team, although the Saints were without the best receiver probably in football, Michael Thomas. So good job on you, Raiders. 721, Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. I talked to a couple of people about the Minnesota State High School League's decision to go back to playing sports, fall football and volleyball.
Yep.
I want to talk about this a little bit when we come back, because my question to everybody on this, why now? Don't get me wrong, I love that we're doing it, but why now? Talk about that when we come back.
Follow the flag beyond your radio. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter today.
Need to Know Traffic, powered by Vision Bank. Good morning to you, friend. If you're just joining us on the show here today, good to have you along for the ride. Got a few things to tell you about here today when it comes to traffic notes. Starting at 6 a.m. today, well, I guess I was about an hour and a half ago.
Underway.
So, yeah, these stories were easier for me when I were here when I was here at 6 a.m. every day. Starting now, about an hour and a half ago, southbound traffic on University Drive North is being reduced to two lanes between 4th Avenue North and 3rd Avenue North. They're doing some street service repairs. They hope to be done by the end of the day. Find out more at fargostreets.com. 7:25 here on the Need to Know Morning Show. I asked the same question when the Big Ten decided, yeah, let's go back to playing football. I'm like, what changed? Like, okay, if you're going to do it now, why could you not have done this when the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, when they did their deal, decided a month ago? But no, the Big Ten was like, we just don't know about this. So the Big Ten said, we're going to play. And I said, why? What changed? Well,
the
we
wind.
Know more about, yeah, exactly. We know more about the virus and some of the tech. I'm like, there's nothing here that is a legitimate answer to this. The reason you changed is because you had no guts at the start, and now other people are doing it. And as much as I'm glad you're doing it, this is more bad leadership. You're just seeing which way the wind is blowing and say, oh, okay, I guess everybody thinks it'd be okay. Maybe now we can do it. I say the same thing today to the Minnesota State High School League. Again, don't get me wrong. I am super happy that we get to have high school football and high school volleyball in the state of Minnesota, like we've had in the state of North Dakota, where, again, no kids have died. So they've decided now that they're going to do this. And I just wonder again, okay, you know, I guess we're getting it right in the end, but what changed? And again, are we talking about a leadership issue more than we're talking about a data and facts driven issue? So I chatted with a couple of football coach buddies of mine on the Minnesota side, and I said, so, like, why now? Like, what's the thing? What's the statistic that you're pointing to? What is the piece of information that you now have, this long-awaited nugget of truth, that now makes you say, all right, I guess it's okay right now? Well, here's what I got. One of the guys said, in my opinion, nothing has changed. Other than all the states around us are doing it, it's going well, and it really shows this whole thing was about personal agendas back at the start.
Most likely, right? Hmm.
Another one said, we had a meeting with Sanford doctors, and 1 out of 1 million high school age kids are hospitalized due to COVID. 1 out of 1 million high school age kids are hospitalized due to COVID. So another thought, maybe... maybe,
hospitalized.
But those statistics have been with us for forever,
a long time.
March, February, however far back you want to go. So I get it that seems like, okay, well, I just learned that. But if anybody bothered to do the math on this thing. We knew that back in July and August when these decisions were being made. So to me, it's just, again, it's the People's Republic of Minnesota, man. You cannot make up some of the leadership or lack thereof decisions that are being made. And now, I hate to say it, but in Fargo now, we're going to distance learning, middle school and high school kids. The elementary kids are still going to do the hybrid thing, but I want to know, and I'm going to ask Dr. Gandhi this, what is the statistic? What is the fact that you have now seen that makes you say, you know what, we've got to do this? And I don't want to hear about, well, there's more cases. Yes, there are, because we're testing more. We get all of that. But what are you seeing in Fargo? I'm not talking about the statewide numbers. We know statewide numbers are up because we've heard these things have kind of sprouted or, you know, grown wings or whatever in other parts of the state. But what are we seeing in Fargo? So I want to know. And we're going to have a chance to ask Dr. Gandhi about that coming up at 8:05. By the way, Desi Fleming, Fargo CAS Director of Public Health, will be with us at 8:20 today. And I want to find out what the story is about Cass County, hospitalizations, deaths, things like that. What's changing? What do we know? We know the numbers statewide are up a little bit. What's happening in Fargo? So all those things coming up along the way here on the show today. So that's my little soapbox on Minnesota high school sports. Well, again, glad they're doing it.
You know, it just seems to me the way the winds blow. A month and a half ago, the wind was blowing south. So we can't have any. We got to cancel. And then the people, especially this Let Them Play Minnesota thing, nearly 20,000 people in that Facebook group in 2 weeks. Good. And they stormed the phone lines. The vote was 15-3 on football and 14-4 on volleyball. The people have spoken.
That might have had something to do with changing minds.
I think it did. There was a big contingent down at the meeting in the Capitol and all. I mean, they've been pushing hard for this.
And let me say this, too. It's not that this story should be about politics.
Right.
But isn't it something that the conservative states, the conservative districts that have said, look, we got to live. There's more to this than just what you're seeing about elderly people that are sick. And certainly we care about them, but there's more to it than that. These places that are governed by conservatives largely have been doing things now that the liberals are coming around to saying, well, I guess maybe we should do it too. So I just, again, it's not a Democrat-Republican issue. It shouldn't be, but for some reason, it seems to be conservatives are making decisions that are proving in the long run to be better.
Have you seen anything about everything I'm seeing as far as football goes in Minnesota is basically no fans. Have you seen anything about that?
No, I have not seen anything like that.
Yeah, that's the word is that no fans. You know, maybe seeing your parents, one parent possibly, or they're going through. I'm just here to tell you, my wife and I will be watching our son play in every game he plays. And I don't care how I have to watch it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't care if I have to stand outside the fence with my mask on. Right. Outside.
In your car.
Outside.
With binoculars.
6 feet away from somebody. I'm going to watch my son play football.
Yeah, we were going to do that at graduation. And then Davies High School said, no, we're going to let parents come in.
And nobody got sick from that.
Well, you're like Kevin said, you're outside. You can make people wear a mask. But don't make me sit at home while my kid's playing my high school football game or my volleyball game. You can get 6 feet apart easily, and especially outside for football.
And by the way, 2 months ago, I sat at Burnsville High School in a gym full of people, and half of them didn't have masks on when this thing was at its peak. So just shut up.
And you know what? As a parent, you can decide to stay home if you don't feel safe.
No lifeguard, don't go swimming.
Let us decide. Let free people make free choices. Some of us want to live.
Amen.
7:32, Need to Know Morning Show. Okay. Let's go. We're going to give away a whole big old pile of grocery gift cards today. And one lucky person is going to win it. The Great Groceries Giveaway. We hit the finish line coming up next.
To Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag, the Valley's conservative voice. Because being local is priceless. What's on your mind? Weekdays beginning at 8:30, only on The Flag.
7:36 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your Flag forecast. Lots of sunshine today, going up to 84. That's not bad for September. Tonight's low 57, and even light wind throughout the day. Tomorrow and Wednesday night, a 20% chance of rain, the high 78. Thursday, sunny and 72. Friday, going up to 77. Right now, we're at 49.
All right, 7:36, Need to Know Morning Show. Let's take a look at the almanac for today. It is September 22nd, and the average high for this day is 68, average low 45. Record high 101 degrees in 1936, record low 23 in 1995. Yesterday, 82 was our high temp, 14 degrees above average. Didn't it feel great? Sunrise at 7:14 this morning. Beautiful sunrise today. Loving that. Sunset at 7:23 tonight. Boy, the days are getting shorter.
Yeah, they
This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag, WCF. It is time. 7:37. Need to Know Morning Show here on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. We like to do a giveaway every fall of some kind. And this year we said, let's do something really fun. So we said, let's give away season tickets to the Bison football and UND hockey games.
Oops.
It seemed like such a good idea
One
at the
game?
Time. Everybody was excited. The good folks at Comforting Angels Home Care, Comfort King and Great North Insurance said, yeah, that'd be fun to be a part of that. And so they said, we'll sign up to be sponsors of that one and kind of help with the cost of it. And so great idea. And then all of a sudden life gets in the way. But to the credit of the people at those companies there, we went back to them and said, hey, look, there's not going to be Bison football. There's not going to be UND hockey, at least not for a while. We're going to try to do something different. How about we do $2,000 in groceries? That was about the cost of the season tickets that we were going to give away. And these businesses said, love it. Let's do it. My buddy Nick over at Great North said it best. He said, hey, look, right now people need a little help with groceries and food and things like that. So we're all over it. So thanks to them for sticking with us on the contest. And as time has gone on, I've kind of come to think that this might have been the best thing in the long run anyway, because who can't use $2,000 in free food?
Everybody.
Yeah. So we've been doing qualifiers here on the air and then at the three business locations of the sponsors. We have a, you might call them a local qualifier from each one. And now we are ready to draw our winner in the Great Groceries Getaway. Our winner of the Flag on Air qualifiers, John Wilson. John was one of 27 people who heard the cue to call, price check on watermelon. And John got in one time, and yesterday we drew him from the 27 on-air qualifiers. John, good morning to you. Congratulations. You're a winner making it this far, although my guess is you're not going to be feeling really good about it unless you get the next round done, too. Hey, John, how are you? Can you hear us? Okay, John can't hear us for some reason there.
I don't know.
Wait,
all right, hang on.
Duty called, I don't know.
Is that John? John, is this you?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
we got you.
Can hear you now. Yep. Congratulations on making it this far, John. All the best here in the big drawing today. What do you what are your words of wisdom for the morning?
What are my words of wisdom? I don't know. I took the day off yesterday to do a little relaxing shooting and woke up to a world that's gone bat dung crazy again. So well, I guess all I can say is I roll the dice. I either come up a winner or I come up snake eyes, the lion loses.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, John, thanks a lot for being one of our faithful listeners and our on-air qualifier through the contest there. So John is with us here this morning. Brenda is online, too, and Brenda is the winner of the drawing over at Comfort King. And Brenda's with us on the phone here as well this morning. Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Did you buy a new bed, by the way, Brenda, when you were over at Comfort King?
Actually, I was over there doing some other business.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm looking at beds.
Yeah, Kevin's talking about beds.
But it worked out.
I've actually bought beds for myself and my kids from there already. Okay. So.
Yeah, we hear they're pretty nice. Pretty comfy.
Yes, very, very good product over there at Comfort King. Now, Brenda, we're going to love you either way, but do you happen to listen to The Flag ever?
Oh, yeah, I listen all the time.
Well, wonderful. How about that? You never quite know with some of the drawing locations, so that's great to know. So we appreciate that. It wouldn't help or hurt your chances. We're going to do a fair drawing here, so just so you know. But always glad to hear when someone is a listener to our program. So, Brenda, congratulations for making the Final Four, and good luck in the drawing we're going to do here in a couple minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Then let's go also to Ron Fike. And Ron is Lake Park, Minnesota, Ron Fike. And Ron was the winner at the Comforting Angels drawing. Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
You're in Raider country.
Good morning. Actually, I'm up in Hendrum, Minnesota.
Oh, in Hendrum.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Hendrum probably had its own school and its own nickname at one time along the way, I suppose.
Oh, we still have the elementary school.
Okay. Well, there you go. And, Ron, I had a chance to visit with you yesterday for a few minutes, and I know you're a regular listener of the flag as well, so we appreciate that. What are your favorite shows that you like to listen to on our station?
Usually I listen to Rush Through Levin, Rush Hannity Levin.
Okay. Yep. That's a good trifecta right there. Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have you on the Need to Know Morning Show this morning. And Ron, you're a lucky man so far to be able to win the drawing from Comforting Angels. Are you feeling lucky this morning?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Good luck.
There you go.
All right. So, Ron, while I'm thinking of it, I got to ask you, what are you most excited if you win $2,000 in groceries? Where are you going first as you push that cart around the store?
I was thinking about it after you called yesterday. You always think about it, and you think the meat department's the biggest department.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Score prime rib.
And it's typically the most expensive, too.
That's where I'm going. Yeah. There would not be a single filet left on the shelf once I got done with that place. So, all right, well, good. Well, Ron, hang on the line here, and we'll be doing our drawing in just a moment. Our fourth qualifier, Francis Benz of West Fargo, was the qualifier at Great North Insurance, and we've not been able to connect
with Francis. I talked to her mom, Francis was still apparently worked very late or something, was still sleeping.
Oh, okay.
And I said, well, she might win some groceries. Did you want to wake her up? And mom said, no, I don't think that'd be a good idea. So I took mom's advice, and we'll just let Francis sleep in, and if she wins, we'll call her later.
That sounds good. All right. So we have got four qualifiers here, and we'll put them.
There we go.
In the hopper right here.
There you go. Alex, you have the honors here. Is that going to be the, you're going to do it, big guy? I can't handle the pressure.
I don't have it.
We'll do it here. All right. We'll have Alex do this one. And,
Hallstrom's got it over there.
Where was my basket? I set it here yesterday. So, okay, let's do this. All right, Alex, I'm going to put these in 1-4 order. And Kevin's my witness that there's no shenanigans going on here. And I'm going to just go 1, 2, 3, 4 from my left to right. You're going to give me a number.
Okay.
1-4, and I will tell you who the winner is. And so the winner of the Great Groceries Giveaway is...
Number one
is Francis Benz from West Fargo.
Sleeping Girl.
The Sleeping Girl is the winner of the contest today from Great North Insurance. Congratulations to Francis and... Yep, too bad she didn't wake up in time for the contest because we would have been able to visit with her on the air. But she is absolutely the big winner today. So we'll try to get Frances on the radio maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be. She'll be happy when she wakes up anyway.
Yes, absolutely. And so for John and Brenda and Ron, I do feel like some sort of consolation prize might be in order here.
Yeah, we don't want to break their hearts completely.
No. What should we do for these three, Kevin?
One of the new hats we got. One of the new 50 Days of Freedom hats.
The Carhartt hats?
Yeah. Those are sharp.
I think that's a heck of an idea. Yep. We've got 50 of them, so let's give 3 of them to John and Brenda and Ron. So we will do that. So John, Brenda, Ron, thank you so much for being part of this contest. It's been an absolute treat for us, and we're super happy that it's been a good time to do this contest, and we're very thankful for you and your participation in that. So we'll get you hooked up with one of these cool Carhartt caps as when they come in. They'll be here in about a week or so. We'll start giving those away. I did have an email earlier today. How much do I have to give you to get one of those caps? And it's one of those, you got to win them. Social media, make sure you're following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And make sure you're listening here on the radio. We'll keep giving you instructions on how to do that, too. And We'll be giving some away on air. Maybe we auction off a couple for a good cause. I don't know. Maybe that might be the thing to do with it, too. So we'll get all that dialed in here over the next week or so. Want to say thanks again to Great North Insurance, Comforting Angels Home Care, and Comfort King for being sponsors of the Great Groceries Giveaway. This was a lot of fun to do, and what a great prize. Fun stuff and fun day. Thanks to all who participated and who played. 7:46, Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. We'll be back with, we got a check of weather, we got traffic and sports straight ahead.
Stay close to the news here, AM 1100 The Flag.
7:48 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Sunny today, going up to 84. Tonight's low, 57, and light wind. Pretty nice day going today. Tomorrow and Wednesday night, we've got a slight chance of rain with a high of 78. Thursday, sunny and 72. Friday, 77. Saturday, a 30% chance of rain there and 70. Right now, we're at 49.
Okay, 7:48 here on AM 1100 The Flag, WZFG. Time now for a check of sports, and sports this morning brought to you by Luther Family Buick GMC. Get great deals and experience the new Buick at Luther Family Buick GMC, corner of I-29 and 32nd Avenue in Fargo. Minnesota Twins were off last night. They have got five games left in the regular season, and it should be a fun stretch for the Twins. They still have a shot at catching Chicago. I think they're two games back of the White Sox. They play tonight at home. I think their last five games are all at home against the Detroit Tigers, a team they should be able to beat a couple of times here in this series. So good luck, Twins. Go get them. Other sports news. The Minnesota Vikings got some bad news yesterday. Their all-pro linebacker Anthony Barr, placed on the injured reserve, he tore a pectoral muscle, is expected to miss the remainder of the season. They're already missing a couple of really important players on that defense, and they haven't been very good so far, even with the guys they've had, and now they lost one of their key contributors. High school football and volleyball are back in Minnesota. Football passed 15-3, volleyball 14-4, as the high school league board of directors held a vote to reinstate football and volleyball. Practices will start back up on Monday. Football will have a 10-week season, six regular season games, first games October 9th. And volleyball will have an 11-week season, first games October 8th. A positive COVID-19 test has put Shanley football on hold. All team activities have been shut down after one player tested positive. We don't know if he is sick or hospitalized. We just know that he has tested positive. Team activities will not be able to resume until September 30th, but good for them. They don't have another game scheduled until October 2nd. So that is a look at some sports headlines that you want to know about. Oh, by the way, Las Vegas, the Raiders beat the Saints last night in Monday Night Football, the first game in Las Vegas for the franchise that moved over Oakland and then L.A.
Did they have fans? Did you see any of it? I didn't see
any. They did not have any fans.
Yeah, it was indoors, yep.
Okay. Nope, they did not. All right, when we come back on the program, got to check a traffic for you. Also have some entertainment headlines and market news. Need to Know Morning Show rolls on right after this.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
Yeah, I just want you to know what a breath of fresh air you people are.
Need to Know Traffic, powered by I-29 Tire and Automotive. If your tires are wearing thin or your steering is pulling to one side, you might need an alignment. See the guys at I-29 Automotive, located off I-29 in Maine and Fargo, or online at i29tire.net. Fargo Streets wants you to know northbound traffic on 10th Street North will be reduced to one lane between 1st Avenue South and NP Avenue. That started at 6 a.m. today. They are hoping to be done by the end of the day. Find out more at fargostreets.com, and that's a look at Street Report. Traffic moving well here this morning. No crashes or tie-ups reported around the metro here this morning.
And I've got your entertainment headlines, and apparently the Emmys weren't very entertaining. Their lowest was last year with 7 million viewers, and they went below that this year with 6.1 million viewers. People don't care anymore, Hollywood. Forget about
it. Nope, yep.
And they usually do a memorandum section of the people who died. Well, they forgot about Kelly Preston, Kobe Bryant and Nick Cordero, whoever he is. And which car are you most likely to get a speeding ticket in? Well, I guess it's a Subaru WRX is the most likely to get you a speeding ticket.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. I don't think we have them here.
Looking it up right now.
And I guess Facebook has registered 2.5 million people to vote. Since when is it Facebook's job to register people to vote?
I see it all the time.
What is
all the time?
That?
And I click, I get rid of it, and it just comes back every time.
Yeah.
What is, it's not your job, man.
I know, right? So that kind of upsets me, and that's my entertainment headline.
Stay in your lane, Zuck.
Okay, please. The Subaru WRX is a simple-looking little car. Maybe it's one that can easily
be... Not a minivan?
No.
...tricked out or shopped up or something that they can put some stuff in there easily, but it just looks like kind of like a Toyota Corolla, honestly.
Yeah, it'll get you a speeding ticket.
It's the sporty Subi.
Okay.
I don't know. MSRP is 27 grand. It's not like, I don't know what, you'd have some, you know, a Lexus car or something like that can haul. I don't know. But anyway.
I would argue with that. The speeders that I see on Highway 10 all the time are the minivans.
The moms in the minivans.
Minivans and small SUVs screaming by. Yep.
That might be the deal. Okay. Time now for the Jose Investments Market Report. Jose Investments, your commercial real estate, land development, and business sales and leasing connection. Yesterday on Wall Street, we had the fourth straight losing day. The Dow was off 509 points to close at 27,147. NASDAQ was down just 14 points, 10,778. S&P 500 was down 38. Pre-market trading today looks like things are going to start to the upside, but not by much. So not a whole lot of change here. WTI crude oil this morning, 39.60, down about 50 cents from yesterday. And that's a look at your Jose Investments Market Report. Scott Hannon is the host of the What's on Your Mind radio program. Comes your way every weekday morning at 8:30. Morning, Scott.
Good morning. I have a little grocery gift card envy here. I see you have the pile of Hornbacher's cards. Have you guys seen this?
No doubt.
Has he been flashing those
that's
this morning?
Big stack of gift cards.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of fun, huh?
$2,100 gift cards.
Seriously.
How would you like to walk into Hornbacher's with this stack?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
You might as well just hand people $100 bills. I mean,
they are.
Groceries is cash.
Yep. Francis Binns of West Fargo, the winner in the Great Groceries Giveaway. Registered over at Great North Insurance. And going to be living high on the hog and the cow and the chicken and the,
Haagen-Dazs
and whatever else.
We have a fun email here, too. However, John is wondering if Russian interference caused him not to win.
John, our qualifier?
Yep.
John Wilson, good stuff.
Could be the Russian.
Russia. That's who you got to blame, yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay, Scotty, 756, I'm sure that you've been talking on your program about the votes on this, the Supreme Court nominee. Lindsey Graham says, we've got the votes to get this thing through. They don't know who the nominee will be yet, but I think they're just saying whoever the president throws out there is likely going to be a good, solid conservative.
Yeah, I think what they're saying is they have the votes to proceed to a vote, right? So there's enough people now agreeing that they should have a vote, and it wouldn't be locked, and then they would get to it, and then obviously they'd consider the nominee after whatever comes out of the just a Judiciary Committee, but I think Cory Gardner was the switch that flipped to the amount of folks
Colorado
they had.
Colorado guy.
And what's interesting about that, Cory Gardner, a great senator, but in a really tough race because Colorado is going snowflakey. It's going California.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so there are not enough of rural Colorado to make up for Denver and the other metro areas. Yeah, Boulder, oh my gosh. That's 99.9% crazy. It's pretty bold of Cory Gardner is what I'm getting at. He's more worried about the Supreme Court and the country than he is his own Senate race.
Good.
So I hope it turns out well for him.
So they can lose three, but they can't lose four. So Murkowski and Collins have indicated they might be hesitant to do it.
Well, again, hesitant to go to a vote. Okay? So the debate is, do we do this before the election or not? So those three have said on record, I don't think we should do it before the election. They haven't said I'm going to vote no on whoever the nominee is. They've just made it known that they don't like the idea of doing it before the election. If they lose that vote, I think they could very well come around and be yes votes. Follow me?
Okay, but I mean, they've got to get to that, to the vote to actually make it happen.
Exactly, but that's what I think you just said when they said that you have the votes to get to You follow me? That's the story. The story is they have the votes to get to a vote.
Right.
So now what I'm getting at is I think Collins, Murkowski, and others could possibly come around and, you know, enhance the vote total for the actual nominee. They just didn't want to do the vote before the election, but they've lost that battle now.
Okay. Mitt Romney is another one that could be on the fence there.
He's a putz. I don't even care if he votes. I don't care if he ever shows up for a job again, a vote again. He's a total putz. He hates Trump. He's consumed by it. Guy drives me crazy.
Okay. But they could, if Murkowski, Collins, and Romney say, no, I'm not going to vote to have a vote, they still would have enough because Mike Pence could break the tie at 50-50.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. What else are people talking about on What's on Your Mind?
A little bit on the mask mandate. I think we're kind of tired of that debate, but last night City Council, City Commissioner Fargo brought it up again. John Strand is consumed by it. I mean, he's just
Well, Arlette seems like she is too.
She is now. I think, yeah, I don't know that she was before, but yeah, you're right. She is, she's kind of all aboard, and they had a little cabal going last night on if once they realized they were going to lose.
Yes.
Then how about let's have a revision of the ordinance, and then we can talk about it. They just want to keep this alive.
They do.
Keep it up front. And it's so stupid. It's so ridiculous. As if one more person is going to wear a mask because you say wear a mask. But by the way, there's no penalty for not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Come on.
And even if there is, I'm not wearing one.
Well, we heard a lot last night of lives are at stake here. So,
oh, of course. That's their favorite card.
All right. Coming up, Dr. Rupak Gandhi, Fargo School is changing things for the high school and middle school kids. That's coming up next. WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA. It's 8 o'clock.